95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, I'm never gonna forget that woman who said she ran away from Alice Cooper.
That was quite funny.
Talking about bad celebrity sightings, and she ran. I understand that, Alice.
He was being very nice to her, though.
Always very nice.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think she ran just because she felt like she failed.
I think. She said she kept saying, You're Alice Cooper.
Yes, I'm Alice Cooper. Yes.
Yes, I'm Alice Cooper.
So I just ran. That was the end of the story. Yeah. I love it. How are you today?
Good. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you. Sexiest thing people say to women today?
You know, I read that. I saw you had it on the notes, and I read it as sexiest things people say to women.
Yeah, very different.
Not rather. The same. Yeah, quite.
Sexist.
Yeah, yeah.
Things people say to women. Juicy pizza.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a thing.
It's like juicy fruit.
We'll discuss.
Okay. I'm afraid.
You should be.
Yeah.
Would you rather quit, somehow change jobs, rather than going back into an office?
Oh, man. I know so many people that said they were absolutely not going to go back to work if they had to, you know? And now everybody's reopening the offices and saying, come back to work!
And everybody's thinking, how can I get out of this?
Find another job.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
If you want to disappear, how would you do it?
I've always thought about that.
Have you really?
Yeah, do you have a plan?
I don't.
Really?
I found it interesting that anyone ever has a plan.
Really?
Yes.
You haven't even thought about it?
No.
What about a long time ago? Like when you were in college still, before anyone knew who Kevin Ryder was?
If I wanted to disappear, I don't think I ever wanted to disappear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I think about it all the time. I'm like, if I could just go like this, go boom and disappear, I'd be out of here.
What?
Poof, gone.
That's a bizarre statement right there.
I think you're either thinking that way a lot or never.
A lot.
One or the other. That's my guess. I don't know.
That's possible.
Yeah.
All right. So that's coming up today.
Nice.
Plus our 1 second of nonstop
rock
is back to $500.
And maybe we'll play the correct clip today.
Possibly.
That'll be fun.
Yesterday we screwed up.
Yeah, you know.
And
whatever.
By we're blaming it on people in the other office.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those guys suck.
Never take responsibility. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
So that's coming up. Our 1 second of nonstop rock before 4 o'clock.
On its lovely KLOS deal. Well, you're going to need another safe word then. I mean, that's dangerous.
When is a weird safe word?
It is. When?
What do you mean when? That doesn't make sense.
Later, probably.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. I'm a parent of 3 girls.
How do you do it?
That would make love it.
Crazy.
Oh, no. Of course it makes me crazy.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Oh, sure.
I couldn't love it more.
No, they're awesome. But I mean, to just be worried about them all the time would make me, wow.
The real problem is guys suck.
Yeah, they do. We do.
And you don't really come face to face with that as often until you're the parent of a girl.
I'm sure that's the father of a girl, specifically.
And then you see guys through their eyes and you go, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I know what he's on about.
We're awful.
Yeah. I knew, I you know, friends have teenage girls, and one of them, she's so, I mean, you know, known her since she was chasing keys around on the floor. This guy's got his hands all over her butt, the party, you know, the house, and parents are kind of like, oh, whatever. And I'm like, I will kill you.
Yes.
Get away from her.
Yes.
And I'm just a friend.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And the little tiny sexist things that are still in our society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a little list here.
Oh, no.
You do blank well for a girl.
Oh.
And by the way, it's shocking that this stuff is still so prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd be very surprised.
No, yeah.
How crazy sexist the society still is. There was one example of a little girl saying she wanted to be president.
Right.
And the dad saying that's something men do.
Oh, come on.
The dad.
In 2000-something?
Yes.
What?
I was shocked by that.
Wow, man.
Because my daughter wanted to be president. She would be a great president. I have too many skeletons for that. I would probably hold her back, but she would be a great president.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Mm.
By the way, this works on no one.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
But especially girls, you're supposed to be quiet and smile.
Oh.
Well, that's the other one. Smile.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. I mean, you know, and it's,
especially it's just, when someone's upset.
Yes.
Hey, just smile.
Oh, why don't you ever
right in the face?
Yeah. Let's see that smile.
So we're going to take your calls on this topic, sexist things that still make it into today's language.
And it's just an assumption. You know, this is how
it's
it
craziness.
Is.
Yes.
And so, you know, you should be happy with what you have.
There was another dad. I can't remember exactly how it went, but I think he said to his daughter, why don't you do the dishes? And she said, why don't you have my brothers do it? And he said, No, you don't want to do that to your brothers. Because they would, quote, look bad if they did the dishes.
To who?
I don't know. I don't know. To that dad.
I guess.
It's these little sexist things that you hear on a daily basis. Mm. And you can call with those at 818-955-KLOS. Here's another one. Mm. You should be happy I didn't fill in the blank, whatever it is, much worse than...
Right.
You should be happy I didn't do that. No, I shouldn't be. You'll want kids one day. And nice blank. Doesn't matter. Insert the object body part of your...
Right.
Right. Whatever it is you're interested
in. Yeah.
Your body clothing appearance is distracting.
Oh, that's, and then just recently these high school girls, they altered their graduation pictures or whatever in the yearbook. Like they thought, oh, this girl has too much shoulder. So they actually altered the pictures.
They photoshopped the, yes.
And terribly too. Yeah, one
it was
might
really poorly
add.
Done.
But I'm like, what are you going through looking? They were all fine.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It still happens on a daily basis. Yeah, and I guess just as a dad of girls, you realize it a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
And you realize, like, how much they still have to deal with is absurd.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys suck.
Yeah, you see your old self from your new eyes.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I hate younger me. Now, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's incredible the amount of sexist stuff that still exists on a daily basis.
An assumption is made and something is said that's just ridiculous.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, long-time listener. You guys absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I'm in the construction industry. I'm fairly young. I'm in my early 30s. I'm constantly get up. Well, what caused you to come into this industry? Isn't a freak like you for something else out there? And one by explain why always.
Yeah, I don't understand even the basis for that question.
Yeah, it makes zero sense.
Always makes zero sense. And I'm just like, well, fix your stuff, guys. It's wrong.
Fix your stuff, guys. Man, you want miracles.
Awesome.
I know, right?
Thanks for calling.
You know, there's someone in radio that I know, a female, who I've heard answer calls, and they're always like, yeah, thanks, babe, and all right, you know, that's a good girl, and stuff.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. And she's like, always nice.
Oh, my God.
But just like hangs up and be like, what is wrong with these guys? I mean, seriously, come on.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You were calling for stories about misogynistic stuff you've experienced.
Sexist stuff that still exists, yes.
Oh, my favorite one is I drive a pickup truck and I'm single, and every time it has to be serviced or go anywhere, they're like, oh, it's really nice of you to bring your husband's truck in.
Really? Why would you assume that? Why would you say it?
Oh, the worst one is when my roommate and I, anytime I drive and we go somewhere, and we get out of the truck, somebody inevitably comes up to him and goes, man, I can't believe you let your girlfriend drive your truck.
Wow. That's embarrassing, man.
Guys are dumb.
he embarrasses them right back. He's like, that's her truck. I drive a mom car. What are you talking about?
Nice. Look at him. I like it.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Yep.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What sexist things have you run into?
Well, Joan Rivers said it best. A man could sleep around, nobody ask any questions, but a woman, you make 19, 20 mistakes, right away you're a tramp.
19 or 20 mistakes.
And I really need a huge favor from Sluggo.
Yeah.
Because you're a professional, you've done it before.
He's going to ask me to drop dead. I know he's going to ask me to drop dead.
When somebody starts with you're a professional, we know they're lying.
All right. I need a virgin call.
A virgin call? Give me a V. Give me an I.
That's right.
Give me an R. It's been a while since I've done that or had beer bottles thrown at me.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, this is Gabriella.
Hey, Gabriella.
Hi. I was just calling in response to the sexist things that people still say.
Yes, please.
What do you hear?
So yesterday I went to In-N-Out, and I'm eating my burger in my car, and this guy is staring at me super creepy. So I was telling my coworkers about this today, like, oh, my gosh, it was so terrible. And one of my male coworkers said, well, you should have moved and driven to a different spot to eat your hamburger.
Come on. Wow. Why? How is that the solution?
Unreal.
What was your response to him?
Yeah.
Because I would have wanted to punch him in the face.
I shouldn't have to do anything.
No.
The man should not have been staring at me creepy while I'm eating a hamburger.
Yeah.
The world shouldn't be like this.
Right. No kidding. All right. Well, thanks for calling, and we hate our
race.
Yes.
Sex. Sorry, yeah, sex. Yeah.
Well, race.
Not race. Race.
A bit. A plus for sentiment, A plus for energy. Hailstorm on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have some money to give away. We have $500.
Yeah.
With a brand new 1 second of nonstop rock. This is the first time we played it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time you've heard it. And if you know what it is, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the name of the song and the artist, and we'll give you $500.
And now is your moment to shine. Listen closely. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS, caller 13.
Good.
I like the little dingling noises at the end. Oh, shiny little sounds, those little bells. It's nice.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
And I can't make this thing start. There we go.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
Were you prepared?
Yeah, I was. It just wouldn't start.
Just to stall the mouses.
Yes,
time.
Exactly. Yes, I was going to talk about those little noises.
All right, for $500, KLOS, who's this?
Tony.
Tony, you're caller 13.
What's up? No way.
What's up?
Right.
What's up? Fact, caller 13, what's
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Woo! Dude, we're opening up our wallets. $500 in there. You going to grab it?
All right, man. Yeah, I'm going to try.
Damn right. Straight. All right, so I'll play you the clip again. You tell us the name of the song and the artist and blah, blah, blah. You got it, right?
I think so, yes, sir.
Okay, here it comes. You ready?
Let me prepare myself.
Okay.
What are you doing exactly? Okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid to ask.
I'm meditating. Okay, go ahead.
All right, cool. All right, here you go. What do you think that is?
Led Zeppelin, Over the Hills and Far Away.
Turns out that meditation is useless.
It is not.
No yoga for us.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Right, thank thanks for playing along. 818-955-KLOS next hour. Write it down somewhere because it's worth
$1,000.
I really like that dude.
That is good.
Yeah, good stuff. Very cool guy. We talked to him a couple times on the air here. That is Aaron Jones, his new and supercharged 95.5 KLOS. He's out on the road in September and October performing with Shinedown, playing with Shinedown.
People are out on the road.
Isn't that weird?
Man.
Yeah, actual concert dates coming up. Aaron Jones.
What's the first concert we're going to go to?
I've really been wondering that. I mean, I want to make sure that it's one that I'm really excited about doing.
I'm going to Danny Elfman.
Right.
But that's,
okay.
And that's October. Halloween-ish.
Yeah.
The 29th, I think,
Nightmare
of October.
Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bank but before that, I need to see something.
Yeah, me too.
Soon.
Yeah. Maybe we need to do a Vegas trip.
Don't tell
go
me.
See somebody.
Do not tell me.
You know, dude,
we don't even need to see anybody.
No, Vegas pretty
trip.
Much every other day, I'm going to start saying we should. I don't know. We should go to Vegas. I know, just Vegas.
I have a real issue with that. I'm not good at it. The Notorious B.I.G.'s daughter is going to open up a pizza restaurant in Los Angeles.
Okay,
she's calling it Juicy Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Keanu Wallace, daughter of the late Christopher Wallace, is opening up a new pizza restaurant called Juicy Pizza.
Please tell me it's really close to Trejo, so that way we can go get some, you know, tacos and then donuts and then go over there.
Let's see. She partnered with the daughter of the late Jam Master Jay, Tyra Mirix, and set up shop at 615 North La Brea.
La Brea. Well, that's not too far. That's doable.
The restaurant pays homage to New York City with subway car details and bodega vibes. Juicy Pizza will be open this Saturday.
I mean, she's not going to try and say it's as good as New York pizza, right? Because that's just not possible.
No, I don't think it's possible, but I think they're going to try and make it that way and make it as close as they can.
Is it supposed to be New York pizza?
I mean, that's what the idea is, to bring New York pizza here, which everybody has tried.
Yes. Have you had New York pizza?
Yes.
A slice in the city. It's unbeatable. And they say
amazing.
It's the water or something.
They do
I don't
say
know
it's the water.
It
that's what they say for the bagels and everything.
Yeah.
But here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the word juicy.
Yeah, I know. That's, you know,
I don't like the word juicy, and I don't like the word moist. Both of those are deal breakers for me.
Our friend Kat hates the word moist.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Moist pizza. Why not call it that?
We had listeners who would call and would be driven crazy, like literally have physical reactions to the word moist.
Yeah.
And it's sort of... I mean, I put those two words in the same category.
The only reason I'm okay with juicy, like if...
I'm not okay with juicy. That's what I'm saying.
Is because of the coutière, the clothing. I'm so used to seeing, you know, the women wearing juicy shirts. And that was a while ago now.
I see what you're saying.
But yeah, I kind of got over that hurdle then. Now, if that hadn't happened and you had said juicy...
It hasn't happened for me. You say juicy pizza and I go, it could be great.
Not going to try it.
It could be great.
You can't go there.
Not going in the door.
Wow. Wow.
Until they change the name. Unless it's really great. What if they delivered, though? I don't know.
Yeah.
I love pizza.
I taste test Tuesday. I think they need the promotion of 95.5 KLOS, sure. Southern California's rock station.
Yeah, that's what I've been making a case for since I've been saying I won't go.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're totally on board now.
I'm just saying the word juicy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a rough one to get
past.
That's
a tough one. This is a very important tie-in because he did have a huge hit.
Right.
Notorious B.I.G. Yeah, had a huge hit, sure, in 1994 named Juicy.
Right.
But I get it. I get the tie-in.
Yeah.
I don't want my pizza juicy.
We, so, I don't know what I was going to ask you. It was fascinating. We would have been talking about it for years.
So would we have...
Juicy fruit. I mean, are you opposed to juicy fruit?
No, because that's one word.
That doesn't make the slightest bit of sense to me.
I don't know. That was my first reaction.
Gum.
I do like the gum.
So, all right.
But I don't think of it as juicy.
We need to get Linus juicy, on the phone.
A separate word, juicy.
Right.
I don't know. It's... Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe Linus can help push you because you're already a little there with juicy fruit. So
I have an allergic reaction to the word juicy.
I understand that. That makes sense. Oh, by the way. Moist! Moist!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I love working at a radio station that plays that song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's so good.
Good stuff.
Let's talk about people who work at home.
Yes.
And now their businesses are calling them back.
You're saying, it's time to come back in and sit in your little cubicle again. And
wait, I wasn't sure we were ever going to do that.
I thought
we'd like you back.
Well, I'm doing really well at home. Mm. I'm actually, productivity is up.
That doesn't matter to us because we want to keep an eye on you.
But I can't stand Steven who sits next to me.
It doesn't matter to us either.
Dickweed.
I don't know why either, because I imagine for some people... production has to be up. I also assume for some people it's down.
I suppose, but you know, that's easy enough to deal with. They're not doing their job. You know, then you don't even have to see them at the office to fire them. But I mean, you know, just like the commute time. Let's talk about that. I mean, you know,
Time, especially in Southern California, can be easily an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It
was for me
and
for a while.
That's 3 hours a day. That's crazy.
It's insane. What a waste of time. And then, of course, all the energy that goes into it, you know, to actually making it happen. And, you know, your commute time is going into the other room at this point.
Yes,
you know?
That's true.
Kind of crazy.
That's a pretty big savings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot more time to actually get work done. I want to thank Blaine Heck over at Nardia Media brought this up to me. He's going to have someone come in and actually chat about it. But I think we can talk to people and say, do you want to go back to work? 818-955-KLOS.
Would you consider changing jobs if you had to start going into a job?
Yeah, you know, Blaine says there's like 58% of people surveyed recently in a poll said they will now look for another job because they're saying you have to come back into the office. You know?
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
It does. I mean, if I were...
You cut down on so many frustrations by working at home.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, if you still are seeing... things work right and get done.
Yeah, I think
what
so
difference
too.
Does it make? I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, they own the building, so they want them full. I mean, if you're renting a building, it's a little different. Maybe you could change the lease and get rid of some office space and save yourself some money. But a lot of these companies own. And I'm like, who cares?
Who cares?
If you have an empty building now and your productivity is still good, who cares?
I mean, this is odd for me because I like to leave the house.
Right.
So when they were talking to me about doing this job, I was like, yeah. Can I come in?
Right.
Because I wanted to.
During the,
I also think it's better for us to be face-to-face and actually have... It's a timing thing.
This kind of business sort of... Unless you're Bean, you can, like, read people's minds from afar.
Yeah, but he was great at that.
Yeah. That's pretty rare.
But, so you have gotten used to working from home?
I know three people who are saying they're not going... They're going to change jobs.
And you're
going
to think about getting a different job because of it.
Thinking about doing that?
Me, no.
No, no, not you.
Oh, I see. You're talking to other people. 818-955-KLOS if you think...
Yep. What a change, jobs. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. So you've been working at home, and now your job wants you to come back to work.
You know, I've quit some jobs for weird and dumb reasons, but them wanting me to come in to work has never been one of them, really.
It's a weird situation where you've gotten used to working from home and you like the benefits of it, and you don't like the frustration of having to get into your car and drive to work.
And you've got to leave the animals now.
Yeah.
Boo.
Let's take some phone calls, shall we?
Hi, KLOS. You thinking about quitting your job?
Oh, yeah. My name's Royal.
Hey, Royal.
didn't answer my question, sir. You're fired.
Are you thinking about quitting your job or getting a new one?
Never.
Never? Or getting a new one? No.
Nah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I don't really have one right now. I'm working out of my car.
I'm going to say you're relevant then.
Yeah, exactly. But thanks for calling.
It's KLOS. Hello.
Yes. I want to know if I can plug a live music event at the Coach House tonight.
Who's playing?
This kid, Julian Rock. He rips.
And what time does it start?
8 p.m.
Nope, there's no way you can plug that. But thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Do you think about quitting your job?
Absolutely, sir. I'm a truck driver in Los Angeles.
But you can't do that from home.
Yeah, how do you do that from home?
Oh, man. No, I mean, I'm kind of the opposite kind of the caller. Now that everything's reopening and traffic is just absolutely bogus, I want to quit my job and freaking work from home, bro.
I get that.
I don't blame you.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to get back out there. How does anyone drive a truck, man? It's so,
I don't know. I
couldn't. So much work. I love the idea of being out there.
No, I don't. I hate the idea. Yeah, but also, I wouldn't. I would be so mad.
Yes. Constantly.
All
furious.
Day, every day. Yeah.
Hi, KLOS. You thinking about quitting your job?
I'm currently working away from home. However, I don't want to work at home because if I do, I can't stop at the liquor store on the way home.
You can't take a break during the middle of your day and go get some, what's your drink of choice?
Vodka and Red Bull doesn't really smell while you're at work, so.
I like that you got that all planned out already.
Thanks for calling, man. So the man is telling you you have to come back to work. Are you going to do it or are you going to quit?
You're going to look for something else. 818-955-KLOS. Hey, Mumbler.
I'm talking about, are you going to quit your job if you don't want to go back to the office? Hello?
Yes.
Who are you talking to exactly?
You.
Okay.
Are you quitting on us?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so what are we going to do next?
That's a great question. We hadn't thought that through.
No, that's typical of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I haven't thought it through either.
Let's just wander the streets. Screw it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do, too.
All right, thanks for calling Cheech and or Chong. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have $1,000.
Oh, man, right on.
We should give it away.
Yeah, absolutely. What do we need with it?
We have our 1 second of nonstop rock. This is a new one as of an hour ago.
Yep.
So this will be the second time that you've heard it. If you know what it is, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us what it is, the name of the artist, and you will win $1,000.
And here is your clip. What is that clip?
Pray tell.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. I hit it.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. I'm gonna hit it.
At least you're keeping your frustration under control.
So yeah, that's good. It's fine.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Brad.
Hey, Brad, you're caller 13.
Awesome. That was quick. Thank
you. That's the correct caller. You're welcome.
All right, man, we're going to play a little clip at you, and if you can tell us who it is that's playing and the name of their little selection, we'll give you $1,000.
That sounds like a plan to me. Thank you.
All right, man. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
This is it. What do you think that is?
Is that Supertramp, Take a Look at My Girlfriend?
Take a look at my girlfriend.
He knows how it sounds.
That you always sing in the studio too, buddy.
No, I don't.
Yes,
what are you talking
do.
About?
I'm going to start recording you. Play your stuff back. I'm sorry, man. That's not it. I'm sorry, man.
That's incorrect. Although, I can see why you say that.
Yeah, totally.
With that 100%.
Clip. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yep. So $1,500.
Tomorrow between 3 and 4. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Why did they make all those weird noises in that song?
That wasn't them.
That was Rivers making odd sounds.
Listen, I occasionally stumble over words.
What?
Occasionally, I have problems putting words in the right order.
This is news to me.
Which makes my choice of vocation odd.
That is a fact. I can't deny that.
Strange choice. But I've been recording a lot of commercials here, and Stuart is our production guy.
Stu, baby!
It's Stuart if you're my mother.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's Stuart.
Mom
it's
and Stuart.
For my friends.
It's Stuart.
And my enemies.
If you have created a, what did you call it? A symphony. Yeah. You called it a symphony of ineptitude. Those were your words. You got halfway through symphony and you looked at me like, does he have a sense of humor? Symphony of ineptitude.
This is far more than a moment. This is a mega mix.
This is a mega mix of a lot of my mistakes from recording
commercials,
Salmon
Ash, what have you.
And Stuart just sits there and laughs and just pushes like, all right, save, save, save.
Well, yeah. Stu, I got to ask you now, when I come in and screw up, I just let fly with a stream of profanities.
Yeah, dude, you are a cussing artist.
Really
the magnitude I've never experienced in my professional
so
life.
So if I started cursing, you wouldn't be able to make these?
No, I'd be able to make even bigger.
All sorts of beaners. Yeah.
Stuff.
Is this what I was going to ask, though? Is this edited? What?
Noise. You've got a screaming voice that's like...
It's piercing.
This mask?
I don't know for sure.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you're great, and you're great.
And yeah, sure. Yeah. Listen, the point is we're great. Now, what's going to follow is about a 2.5 minute clip.
Is there a lot of foul language on this? Am I going to have to hit the dump button?
And me just trying to say words.
Right.
But you know what? You know what is also remarkable, and I think it should be brought forth, is that you sniffle a lot. I mean, if you didn't know, you'd just assume you guys were doing gaggers all afternoon.
What? No, I don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
And you need to do. I don't want to blow the surprise, but
I need to do less of it.
No. There's a phrase that you say a lot, and we'll hear it.
Okay, all right. So this is me trying desperately to say words.
Okay.
Test. 1, 2, 3. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Kevin here. Hold on. I think that's my email bullshit. All right. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Had to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I got to swallow. And then, bam! He bit into a candle that smells like her vagina. Again, what the f***? All right, you rolling? That is stupid. Got to swallow. I imagine with all the tequila shit. Even if it was in a bar fight. Sorry, I had to swallow. Sorry, I got to swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Let's swallow. Got a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
I don't know, dude. Kevin here, you know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Kevin here, there's certainly no shortage of holy shit, I'm sorry. And she lost her footing. I think I need to go back in there for a minute. Okay. What the fuck is happening? Wow. How fucking juvenile is it that she says, Beneath, is there a great, aren't they a company? Wow. What the fuck? Who says it's a great company? Wow, it's unbelievable. Nope. Sorry. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
Sam and Ash are devoted to helping accident victims. Fans have been really out of control lately. That was a good read.
Was it?
That over. Yes, it was.
You know, I don't know
what
this...
By the way, he had to... You deleted about 90% of what I've done.
Oh, yeah.
At least,
you know.
The mistakes. 90% of the mistakes.
The cream of the crop.
I don't know what this means, speaking of what you just said, but he never talks about swallowing in here with me.
Sorry.
I mean, what is that about?
I don't know. Stuart is high.
What the hell?
Says his mom.
Dude, you've gotten away with saying Stuart more times than anybody I've ever Stop it.
It was a moment with Kevin Megamix.
That was fun, wasn't
Thank
it?
Thank you, Stuart.
Stop!
Standing ovation for that song. Come on.
That is fantastic.
Love it from the Fighters. Ooh.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking a little bit earlier about whether you wanted to disappear or not. And I just brought it up, and you said, yeah, I've always wanted to.
Yeah. And to me, when we got into this, and it turns out that you've never really even thought about trying to vanish from your life.
No, why would you?
That's just so weird. That to me is as weird as it is to you, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would get to the point where when I was younger, I would think if I could just disappear.
Well, yes.
But then as a teen, I thought, well, I could just go over. You know, actually, that's when I started coming out to Los Angeles a lot. A lot of it was, I'm like, I'm just going to move out there and just ditch
start
everything.
Over.
And yeah. So that's kind of what
that's super but, yeah. weird.
Is it?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm super. I don't know.
Yeah.
I find it odd that you haven't really like seriously thought about it. Though.
Not to plan it out. No, not to get to point. No, I mean, maybe when I was in my early teens for a minute. Which
well,
is
when
really
you're troubled
stupid.
At teenagers. Yeah, yeah
exactly.
Of course.
But I mean, as an adult, I thought, you know, yeah, I would think I might just stop doing this whole everything that I do in my life and go just
and go someplace else
vanish.
And be someone else.
I mean, yeah, I've changed my name so many times.
You have, that's true.
New. Yeah,
I don't even know your name.
I don't either.
And that's
really.
Odd. I've known you for 30 years. I don't know your name.
But you've never thought about just ditching it all and just suddenly turning up in Bohunk, Virginia, or whatever.
Bohunk?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know that was available.
I don't know where. Yeah. And starting anew, afresh?
No.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm just trying to keep up.
Let alone start all over.
I haven't really gotten to the point where the idea of starting over seems like so much work. No?
No, if you just don't care what it is and, you know, don't have all the, I don't know. It is kind of ridiculous. It's a bit of a pipe dream. It's a bit of an escapism. It's sort
yes.
of,
so yeah. I'm saying that it's a bit of escapism, but you haven't really considered
no,
it.
No,
Or have you?
No, I haven't. But have you? Not you.
I haven't.
No.
No.
Yeah.
But have you?
You.
818-955 KLOS. I don't know how you would go about it.
Yeah, it seems really, really, especially nowadays, very difficult.
Yeah, with the internet and all the information on there, it seems like it'd be really easy to track you wherever you went.
Yeah, you can't just get a new driver's license in a different state or whatever anymore.
No.
It's not like it was.
You need to get a fake passport and a fake driver's license.
I mean, the problem with this is if anybody's actually done it, they can't really talk too much about it. But
well, we'll use the voice changer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, absolutely. We have one of those.
855 KLOS. If you have thought about seriously
disappearing
yourself from the world,
not in a death sort of way, right? We're not talking about that.
We should specify that,
yes, but just sort of vanishing. Just if you could
go off the radar,
yeah,
and just assume like another life,
yeah, sort of you know, like in Breaking Bad, like if you had someone, you go to the vacuum store, you say you want this model, and dude for X amount of cash moves you somewhere else. Have you ever seriously consider doing that?
Or are you doing that right now? We'll use the voice changer and we will keep you anonymous.
That's for sure.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about wanting to disappear.
Paff! Out of here.
It seems to be a very common thing. Sir, you've thought about disappearing?
I have two passports.
You have two
passports? Yeah, I've thought about that. I have two birth certificates.
You've done the legwork?
Dude, I was born here in L.A., California.
Right.
And then before I was a month old, we moved to Mexico. My dad knew somebody at the hospital, and they got me a birth certificate, so I have both.
No kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's rob a bank. Let's do
All right, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to set up the robbery.
We'll plan a bank.
Thanks for calling, man.
Let's rob a bank, he said.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. You've thought about disappearing?
Man, who hasn't?
Kevin hasn't.
I guess I
Kevin here has not ever thought about disappearing. You have, though.
No, that's a total lie. Everybody's at least thought about it at least once.
No.
For a fraction of a
second. No, dude, I know my pal Kevin. He doesn't lie about stuff.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seriously considered it, though. In a lighthearted, wouldn't it be funny if I could be someone else and have another life?
No, I mean, I dwell on it.
I don't.
Not so much anymore, but I certainly have dwelt on it.
Have you dwelt on it?
I mean, yeah, I have. I mean, I have a big family, but sometimes, you know, we get heated when we have a conversation.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just disappear.
Yeah.
So because you have an argument with a family member, you're going to start over someplace.
Yeah, it gets to be the point where you don't want this whole family. You don't want to talk to anybody anymore. Right, dude?
My family's Central American, and we just have heavy conversations.
Right.
But we love each other.
Right. But I'm saying that doesn't make you... But you're not ever going to turn your back on all of them. That's not a thing.
Yeah. It's sort of a pipe dream, right?
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
That last guy's running from the law. Guaranteed.
Let's rob a bank with him. 818-955-KLOS if you're not about vanishing. Cheap Trick for the win.
I agree.
Man, that's a good one. Light of the fire.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about you have seriously thought about disappearing. Just falling off the grid.
Pew.
You have?
Yes, I have, especially during the pandemic.
Oh,
really?
I used to travel a lot. So for me, I end up in a place where nobody knew me, probably another country. But, you know, the pandemic has made me really think about that, which is we're all isolating still to some extent.
Right. Sure. So I don't understand your point. No, I'm just saying. So you thought about it last year because of the pandemic?
I did. I would go days without speaking to people, and I just thought, you know, this is what it must feel like to be, like, disappearing.
Right. But then, wasn't your follow-up thought to that, this sucks?
It does suck. But okay. I'm still isolating, and I hate it, but not for a long period of time. Maybe just for, you know, not forever. Just for like a decade.
Yeah. Right on.
No.
Thanks for calling in. I mean, that does actually bring up a good point. I mean, the pandemic has sort of shown what it would be like, you know, and a lot of people are surprised at how much they hate being by themselves and not getting together with anyone. And,
yeah, I miss that. I miss getting together.
So this is what it would be like if you actually
did it. I don't want to.
Sounds kind of good to me.
Antisocial. Hi, KLOS. You ever thought about just vanishing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Why? Did you think you vanished?
Okay. Yes, I thought I did already. Into the void of nothingness.
Right?
So, no, but yeah, I have thought about it definitely a lot more now that, like, you know, I reached that turning point of age 25.
Oh, my God.
No.
What are you? You're going to retire?
I wish. I wish I could.
Oh. Wait, so you hit 25 and you thought, I'd like to start over?
I'd like to retire.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Everybody wants to retire.
Definitely. I mean, I've been a city girl my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just something about, like, living out in the country, owning my own farm would seem like the best thing, like, you know, away from people, no neighbors, huge yard.
Grass is always greener.
Yes. Yeah. But here's my thought to that is you want to do that because you grew up in the city, but that almost guarantees that you would hate that.
Yeah, I tend to agree, unfortunately.
I mean, maybe, but I'm learning little by little. I bought some chickens, have them in my backyard.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
All right, listen.
Well, I hope you do that.
Listen, you try it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go off the grid and buy a farm and then call us back.
Yes, if you have a phone at that point. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. You ever thought about vanishing?
Absolutely.
Wow, dude. I mean, not one person has said no so far. What would you do? How would you make it happen?
Well, I'm 7 years into a nightmare divorce. Absolute nightmare.
Right.
And I would, you know, there might be a caveat, maybe take the kids with.
Right.
But just pick up and gone.
Yeah.
I'll start over. I will rake leaves in people's yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have more money.
Anonymously. Yeah. Well, I hear you, man. I do hear you. Thanks for calling in.
I hope that ends for you soon.
Yeah, right. Hi, KLOS. You ever thought about just vanishing? The lady vanishes?
Yeah, I spent 8 years with an assumed alias while I was selling LSD and mushrooms on Grateful Dead tour.
Wow. Yeah. None of that's true, but I love it.
Yes, exactly. That's...
No, it's absolutely true, actually.
All right, explain it again.
I became a legalization activist afterwards. It was over 20 years ago, so I can say it.
No, nice.
Yeah, I lived with an assumed alias while I was selling LSD and mushrooms on Grateful Dead tour.
You must have raked in some cash.
Wow.
Right?
It was, you know, I think I put a couple of strippers through college.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. That is it for Sluggo and I.
Yes, listen closely. Do you hear that sound? It's a cat calling me. There's a cat at home with my name on it. I must go pet said kitty.
You have an actual cat?
No. See you tomorrow. The one and only Joey Santiago, who says on social media he has been to every single Pixie show ever, is celebrating a birthday today. He was born on this day in rock in 1965 in Manila in the Philippines. He was on this day in rock in 1971 when the police fired tear gas into a rowdy crowd at the Jethro Tull concert that was happening in Denver, but the band continued to play even though they couldn't see their instrument through all the smoke. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when the Eagles released their fourth album, One of These Nights, which includes the track Take It to the Limit.